Tuesday night, Shir Maseches Ksuvos. Okay, I'm not sure why, and if you expect it differently, I ask your indulgence. I made a list of funny mitzvahs, and we're going to explore the gather of those mitzvahs, obviously with an eye towards better understanding the mitzvahs kiddushin. The mitzvahs kiddushin. So, let's see. I made a list here. Okay. Yeah. There's different. What?
I went around all day touching terutzim.
Okay, so now you're going to learn that you shouldn't do. So you have the marshal here. Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel and the few following is Maisa Korban Ola. Maisa Korban Ola. Maisa Korban Chatos, Maisa Korban Oshom, Maisa Zedach Hashlomim. So the Rambam says, Hu Shetzivonu, Hashem commanded us, that when you bring an Ola, a Korban Ola should be brought in the fashion that the Torah specifies. Now that's what mitzvahs are saying. Mincha, yeah. Now it's interesting, right? Then, like mitzvah samaches, so the Rambam writes that Besdin should bring a karbon when they make a mistake in halacha, a particular kind of mistake, that a person should bring a karbon, a chatos. So those mitzvahs are tak, and the Rambam's lashon reflects that. They're a mitzvah to go do something. Bring a karbon. You did a chet, shoge, chorus, bring a karbon. Here, the mitzvah, it's clear, obvious, a mitzvah doesn't necessarily have to mean a command. See, if the Rambam could have said, Lahakriv Ola, Lahakriv Ola, you know, the way, Lahakrivol in a certain way. The Lashon, and that's like, Hushetzivonu sheyakriv bezdin, korban. Hushetzivonu sheyakriv kol mi sheshogag bechet, korban. Hushetzivonu lahakriv korban, when you have a suffix like a noshim tolui. Hushetzivonu to bring a roshim vadai under certain circumstances. He says, shenakriv. In these mitzvahs, he doesn't say, shenakriv ha'ola, he could have said that, but he didn't. Rabbi Moses, the mitzvah is sheyiye. The mitzvah samachalov. It's a big chiddush. Samachalov, I think, brings out that a korban should be a tamim, that a korban should be belimum. So now let's define what. So what's that mitzvah? So that's a mitzvah. The Rambam holds these things are mitzvahs. When the Torah says the way something should be, it describes the proper way. Right? So that's a mitzvah. A mitzvah doesn't mean that you have to go do something. The Rambam doesn't say that the mitzvah samach aleph is that, like when you, we're going to see there are such types of mitzvahs, like when you eat something, check if it's kosher. The Rambam doesn't say the mitzvahs are say of kashrus that it should be kosher. Like the flip side of the lav, let's say don't eat something that's not kosher. So it's not the Rambam takadir, the Lashon we'll see in a few moments. He says when you eat something, check it should be kosher. And he's not talking about checking for the OU. He's talking about checking to see if it has simonei kashrus. But I'm not so sure you're not mekayim the mitzvah when you look at the label and you check to see if it has a hefker. I'm not sure you're not mekayim the mitzvah that way. But the Rambam here doesn't say, when you bring an ola, make sure it's a tomim. No, he doesn't say it that way. Maybe he could have. He held it's not true. The mitzvah is that a karbon be... That a korban be Sholem, believe more. The mitzvah, what? Oh, so I say, that's it's on whoever brings a korban, but the mitzvah is not to do anything. The mitzvah is just a description of the way things are supposed to be. What is your imperative when the mitzvah is shayach to you? If you bring a korban with a mum, so you're violating this mitzvah. The mitzvah is that a korban should be without a mum.
Right, but...
So I said yesterday, the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, to me is clear. The Rambam describes a state, and that could be a mitzvah. A mitzvah, shall say, is a state, the way things are supposed to be. Okay, if you want to jot down, mitzvah Samach Aleph, and then Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, Samach Hey, and Samach Vod. Samach Aleph is that a korban be tamim. Samach Gimel is that an ola be brought. It doesn't say you should bring it. That a korban ola be. Gamal's not embarrassed when he wants to say you should bring a korban. He says it. That an ola be brought the way the Torah describes. That an ola be. Sheyehei al toar kach, al toar kach. Sheyehei. The mitzvah is that it be a certain way.
Aren't you just describing the mitzvah of the chetza instead of the
gavra? Yeah, you could say it that way. I prefer to use the words, the Rambam is describing a desirable state. This is the state Hashem wants this to be. That's the mitzvah. It's also, it's like saying puravu, the mitzvah is Hashem wants you to have kids. And the Torah doesn't address what you should do to have kids. It doesn't say be boil a woman till you have kids. It's not described in the Torah. The Torah describes what it wants, the goal. The Torah talks about the goal. Your doing it is the way you're reaching that goal. Now, sometimes your doing it is the goal of the Torah also. Let's say, Avos Hashem. I don't know. Lecho B'sar Pesach Sheni. So the goal is your act of eating. That's also the Torah's goal, that you should eat matzah. But this chilek exists, and the mitzvah is not what the person's supposed to do. Sometimes it is, but not as the performance of the mitzvah is not the performance of the mitzvah.
It's the method.
The mitzvah is the mitzvah. Then you have to perform the mitzvah. That's what you have to do. But the mitzvah is not perform this mitzvah. The mitzvah is, sometimes it's do this, but that's what the Torah's goal is, do this. Here the Torah's goal is that the korban be a tamim. That's the goal. That a chatos be brought a certain way. That's what the Torah wants. The mitzvah is what the Torah wants. A lav is what the Torah doesn't want. I don't want this. I don't want people wearing kilayim. See, I don't want to go into it now. I don't want to. Really, we're learning how the Nairus. Like the Rav Mold, if I put kilayim on you, I'm over a lav. Because I violated that a person not wear kilayim. And I can violate it even if I don't wear it. If I put it on you, I'm violating it too. There are 248 things that the Torah wants. No, Kitzin HaMitzvah is the goal, not the performance of the goal. The performance is how you reach the goal. Sometimes the goal is the doing, the act. Tefillin, Moshe, not like that.
But the goal is only desirable if you're put into a situation where you can perform it.
And a chanami, so, but, so, that's
not
my point.
The Torah does not always want.
Sometimes the goal is the action of the person also. Sometimes the action of the person is merely the way to perform what the Torah wants. The Torah, sometimes it's intuitive. The Torah says, put on tefillin. I think it's intuitive that the mitzvah is not the putting on of the tefillin. That's the performance of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, here I'm saying, even though the Lashon HaTorah is to put on tefillin, But I think intuitively we know that what the Torah wants is that you should have tefillin on you. And putting it on is just the performance. That's, you're performing the mitzvah. You're bringing about the goal. How do I know that? It's intuitive. It's just intuitive. The Torah says, V'asisa ma'akel gagecha. So the Torah doesn't, again, you know, it's poshut by me. It's intuitive. The Torah's goal is not that I should build a makkah. The Torah's goal is that there be a makkah. And
so what's Shiluach HaKen? You hear all the people lining up to do Shiluach HaKen, and it comes back and they do it again. If the goal is just to reach the matzav of after you did Shiluach HaKen, then why would...
That's in much later Achronim. That's in much later Achronim. Because there's an Inyan of Segula. There's a Segula. It's like a person deciding, I want to do all 248 mitzvahs before I die, you know? So he tries to become a melech, and he tries to become a kohen gadol. You know. Okay, let's go on. So, and if you look at the Lashon HaRambam in Samach Aleph, with that a korban be sholem, that an ola be brought the way the Torah describes. It's clear. The Rambam says it that way. Okay. Oh, look at Pei Zion. What are you going to say here? Pei Zion is that... that the tmura, when you make tmura, I say this korban zu tachazu, right? Tmura, shiyiye a tmura kodesh, and that's a mitzvah. You ain't doing nothing, right? You're not doing anything. The Torah is saying, for hayahu usmurasa ye kodesh. The Torah is saying when you, it's kodesh. The mitzvah is that it is kodesh. Who's doing the mitzvah? Hashem. You're saying...
No, but the dibur makes it.
But that's not, but there's no mitzvah to make the dibur. The Torah is informing you. Normally, without the Torah saying anything, we would say the dibur is dvorim b'teila. Right? What do you mean, zutachazu? Who are you to say tuzachazu? No such chalais. So the Torah is informing you, b'yuhus v'rosu yeh kodesh. The Rambam counts that as a mitzvah. Sheyiyeh hatmura kodesh. So the mitzvah, that's what the Torah wants. What's the chiddush of what? Yeah, a half hour ago you wouldn't have known the answer to my question. Why is that a mitzvah? You're not doing anything. The mitzvah's on Hashem. He says it's kodesh. So this is that type of mitzvah that the Torah is describing what it wants. The Torah is describing a goal. The Torah is describing the state that it wants. It wants an ola to be brought a certain way. That's a mitzvah. Here, so there, it's easy to make a mistake. Because there at least, oh, I know I should go do it to bring about the mitzvah. Here, there's nothing you can do to bring about the mitzvah. There's nothing you do to bring about mitzvah Pei Zion. So, that's called a mitzvah. Is,
what's the mitzvah to fill it? That a person have the tefillin on them?
No. Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so I'm showing you.
Well, I can put the tefillin on for you.
Yeah. And who gets the mitzvah?
What?
And who gets the mitzvah?
The rabbi.
Right. So that means the mitzvah is that I should have.
There's no sleepless for the first tefillin.
If you put tefillin on me, who gets the mitzvah?
I put tefillin on the rabbi. The rabbi gets the mitzvah.
So you've just proved that the mitzvah is that the tefillin be on me.
How come shlichus doesn't work?
I don't know what you mean. That if you put tefillin on you,
but how come I can't put on a shlichus gemosa? Because why can't I be a shliach?
Because
I'm tefillin for a shliach.
Because on mitzvah shebegufo there's no shlichus. Because on mitzvah shebegufo there's no shlichus.
That's a separate part.
Because on mitzvah shebegufo there's no shlichus. But you just proved the point.
Right.
That the mitzvah is a tefillin. Now pays. So by tefillin it's a little confusing. It could be confusing because the Lashon Apostle and the Lashon HaRambam is to put on tefillin. I'm saying sometimes you have to be intuitive and know what's the goal and what's the performance of the action that's going to get you to the goal. But in Pei Zion you can't, it's not confusing. Pei Zion is that the Tmur is Kodesh and that's called the mitzvah. That's one of the 248 mitzvahs, that the Tmur is Kodesh. You don't have a say in it. You didn't do anything. You didn't bring it about. Hashem said it should be kosher. There's no bracha.
Tomorrow.
You put tefillin on me? 1,000% I make the bracha.
He makes the bracha.
Yeah, go to any hospital where people can't put on tefillin, and people are putting on tefillin, they're making the bracha. Okay, so that's Pei Zion. It's another example. Okay. Now, sometimes you have a mitzvah. I'm going through different types of things where the mitzvah is not partial. Tzadikei. Lodun b'haforas nadarim, which means like a Torah's nadarim. Lodun. So that already.
It's Bezdin.
Chor is a mitzvah on Bezdin to do what? What's their mitzvah? To
Dan that it's chal.
Like the Rambam counts here. Lodun b'dinei shemechina. Lodun b'dinei shemesacha. So that I understand because that's a Bezdin matter. Here, Reish Lamed Vav. Let me just read it to you. Reish Lamed Vav. Shetzivonu bedin chovel. Shetzivonu bedin evet knani. Shetzivonu bedin chovel b'chaveru. Shetzivonu bedin eshor. Shetzivonu bedin ebor. Bedin e gana. Bedin e hever. Bedin e eish. Bedin e shemachina. Lodun, but here it's Lodun.
So,
right, what did the Torah want? So here I would say it's a mitzvah on Bezdin to make sure that this is implemented. That's L'chayr. Here the mitzvah is for someone to do something. It's for, but it's not on any person. It's for Bezdin to implement into society these rules. That's what it seems. So I'm going through different types of mitzvahs. Sometimes the mitzvah is just the goal. Here, there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to implement dinim. There's no mitzvah on any person to do anything here, right? It's a mitzvah for Bezdin to implement. That's lachar. This is time. But the Rambam's Lashon is Lodun. Rambam's Lashon is Lodun Bedinei Shemachin. Yeah, right. Right, but my, how do I know what I'm saying? Only I'm basing it on the Lashon of Rambam. He's not doing a mitzvah. It's L'chayr, it's on Bezdin to implement these rules. Ezeb Zagzela is ready a mitzvah on the Gareth. That's how the Rambam says it. L'hashem z'gzeila. It doesn't say lodun b'dinei ganav means with kefel. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go back to Lios hanogea b'nevei l'tome. Lios shmona shrotzim n'tamin. So what's that? So again, this is already a more sophisticated form where the mitzvah is the goal. But here it's not even it's not like a desirable goal. It's desirable in the sense that the Torah wants when you touch a nevela, you should be tummy. So in that sense, it's a desirable goal. But again, the Torah is describing a state, and that's called a mitzvah. It doesn't say lodun bedinei nevela. You see, if the Rambam would have said lodun bedinei nevela, it would be a mitzvah on Bezdin. It would be a mitzvah of an action. The mitzvah would be from Bezdin to implement these rules. It doesn't say that. It's Lios, listen to these words. Mitzvah tzadikes, Lios hanavela metame.
Let's say that
this mitzvah is a mitzvah on people. The Torah is describing the state that it wants. I need some hashgacha here. I want to go to the boys there in the back. Tell them to stop playing around. They should either learn or... Okay. Go tell them. It's not a playground here. They come, they drink, and they eat. So I told them they have to learn. They can't. So they can't. They're not holding my learning. They're playing.
Okay. Trying to lead us to a point.
No, I want to see different types of mitzvahs. I want to get to kiddushin.
Right.
Not every mitzvah, like a half hour ago, we said a mitzvah means something I got to go do. Mm-hmm. There are many different types of mitzvahs, none of which are you have to go do something. So there's one kind that the Torah just describes a state. There's one kind where Bezdin, it's sort of doing, but there's no particular action. It's Bezdin has to implement these set of rules for society. It's no particular action will be a fulfillment of the mitzvah.
But actively bringing about that state is not necessarily something one should be doing. That's where we're going?
Well,
in other words, like bringing out the state of being tamei through touching an avela.
No, obviously not. To go bring about that state is not obviously not a mitzvah.
But the mitzvah happened. Right? I mean, you are now tamei.
I don't know how you could do... So that's what he said yesterday. How would you fulfill this mitzvah? Leos Hanavela Tommy. So I get, he suggested yesterday, but L'chaira, this mitzvah should have, someone should have the ability to be Mekayim this mitzvah. So he said, if you play by the rules. If you play by the rules, then you are actualizing this reality, that an Avela is Tommy. So, and so I guess you get a mitzvah. You brought about, you actualized, you made real this desirable state that Hashem wants. Hashem wants an Avela to be Metame. Hashem wants an Avela to be Metame. Not he wants an Avela to be Metame.
You say you get a mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah on us. It's a mitzvah on...
If you want to say, Rabosei, if you would rather say that it is impossible for anyone to be Mekayim this mitzvah, I would... Oh, okay, I hear. I don't think it's correct. To me, it's inconceivable. I hear. I think.
That's
the way the world should be. Where? I'm giving you a few instructions to the world. This is how the world happens.
That's sort of inconceivable.
It's
inconceivable to me.
Okay. Where?
I hear. I have no raya. I'm saying, to me it's very not mistaver that there's a mitzvah that no one could perform, could do, because that's hard for doing, for implementing. I like what you said yesterday, that if you follow these rules, so that's called you're doing the mitzvah. Okay, let's move on.
It seems clear that let's make a list. You shouldn't be trying to do. That's where I'm trying to go.
That's for sure.
Right?
Well, the Rambam speaks it out in Kuf Tes. Why? Because Kuf Tes, it's easy to make a mistake. That a mikvah makes you tohar. So there the Rambam gives a speech, and he says, the ain't a kavona ba'omro shehetvilo mitzvah saseh sheyechayev kol tomei sheyitoher. It doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah saseh to go to the mikvah and become tohar. Kamo shehu chayev lasos sitzes o lasos ma'akah. Which is a beautiful lashon. Hanirtza means the desirable state.
Hanirtza to make offense. The state is not that there is offense, but to make offense.
So if you buy a house from a goy and there's a fence on the roof, do you have a tzad that you should break it down and build it again? To me, it's borer that not. The fence has a roof. The roof has a fence, and that's it. There's nothing.
Right, but
it
you
seems
can't.
Silly. But if you want to break it down and build a new one, I would say you get the mitzvah.
I wonder if you broke it down, if there was a fence. You see, I'll show you a chiluk. Does anybody here hold that if you buy a house and it has a fence on the roof, you are mechuyev to break it down and build a new one? No one here holds that. But yet if you shecht a chaya or an oaf and the wind covers the blood with sand, you mechuyev to uncover it and to cover it. So there, the mitzvah, what the Torah... So what's the chilek? What's the chilek? So to me, the chilek is that there, the Torah's goal is... Covering the blood is not just the implementation. It's not the performance of the mitzvah. These are like, maybe it's Kabbalistic. The Torah wants you to go cover the blood. The Torah wants you to do it. Yeah. So, I'm happy it's partial by you. Good, okay. I'm not trying to say Chidushim. I'm happy it's partial by you. And there's a chilek between Ma'aka and covering the blood. Now, now I want to give you a different chilek. If you cover the blood and then it gets uncovered, this is the other side of the coin. And it makes sense. If you cover the blood and then it gets uncovered, you're not mechuyev to cover it again.
Because you did the initial act of covering.
But if a person has children or a chalal islam, they die, or you built a makkah and the makkah fell down, you have to go build another one. You have to have more children. So teretz is, we're using the word mitzvah now not to mean what the person does, the performance, but the goal, what the Torah wants, the desirable state, the nirtzah. So obviously by a makkah, it wants the makkah up, and therefore if it falls down, you have to go build it again. By children, it wants you to have children. If something happens, you have to have children. But by kisui adam, for some reason, it's weird. To me, it's weird, but I accept it. The Torah's goal is that you should go cover the blood. It's mukhra. That's why if it's covered already, you have to uncover it and cover it again. And that's why if you cover it and the wind blows it away, you don't have to cover it anymore. The Torah there wants the performance, right? The Torah wants. I said sometimes the mitzvah is the performance, but by tefillin it's not. But by lulav, I'm not sure, because let's say I'm explaining, because the achronim are not sure if the mitzvah is holding it or it's certainly not shaking. The mitzvah is maybe taking it. Like maybe you're not, if you're holding the lulav at night and you're holding it the whole time and it becomes morning, there's no mitzvah lulav at night. And you're holding it till the morning. So some achronim hold your mekayim the mitzvah, and some hold you have to put it down and take it. Now I realized I'm not sure. Are they arguing about what the mitzvah is? See, now that we're smarter, right, are they arguing what the mitzvah is, or are they arguing how do you go perform the mitzvah? Now we realize they could be arguing about two different things. They might be arguing what is the mitzvah, holding it or taking it, or they might be arguing do you have to go perform the mitzvah by taking it, or is it enough that your performance is just holding it?
But could it be sort of similar to Nadarm that, you know, you have the dibur and then you have the masa, that the mitzvah sort of goes through all of it, the prep and the action. So could this not be just two parts of the same mitzvah?
It could be, but you know, the Torah says, right, ulakachtem lochem. So they clear those ulak. Is it referring to? But tefillin, we said for sure. See, sometimes you have to use your intuition. You can't always use the lashon hapasuk. Okay, so here by mikvah, the Rambam speaks out. Don't think there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. No mitzvah. Hanirtza bazeh, the desirable state, din tefillah, the din, that the Torah says, mikvah makes you tor. That's what makes you tor. Avo Misha Yirtza, someone who wants to, remain Tomei. That's all. Don't go into the Beis HaMikdash.
But then technically speaking, either way, you're doing the mitzvah. Because on that side,
so again, this is the same question as the Nevela making you Tomei. How would a person do this mitzvah according to the Rambam? I don't know. So again, follow the rules, or we're saying that. Okay, it's the same argument we had before. To me, it's inconceivable that there's a mitzvah that you can't get, that you can't do, that you can't get any schar. It's hard to accept.
Doesn't Hashem want you to be in that situation where you're in the desirable state?
No, that's what someone says. That's not the mitzvah.
No, I'm saying in mitzvah.
The desirable state is not to be tahor.
No, just
the desirable state is that the mikvah makes you tahor. That's what the Torah wants.
Yeah, but you can bring about that state by going to Minkovel. Now the mikvah made you
Torah. Yeah, but that's not the mitzvah. So play by the rules, you mean.
Right.
Okay.
So if you touch the sheretz and it made you tamei, you got the mitzvah, and then going to the mikvah, then
the mitzvah is the mitzvah.
Do that all day.
Okay, let's see another type of mitzvah. So we have ladun, where it is a mitzvah of action, but it's on the Beis Din to implement the rules. Right? That's when it says ladun. We have the state. I think Pei Zion is the great mikvah to me, and that Tamura should be Kodesh, and that a mikvah make you tar, and that a nevela make you tameh. That's another type of mitzvah. Okay.
How about Ben Sora Mora?
Ben Sora Mora, I suspect it's going to say Lodun Vedin Sora Mora. That it's a mitzvah on Beis Din to implement the rules.
Really, it's not desirable.
Right. But the desirability is that Beis Din implement those dinim. I suspect it's going to say Lodun. The Rambam has his own order, so I don't know if I can find it now. Lodun. I suspect the Rambam would say Lodun Bedin Sora Ramora. That's what I.
But we see there's no impetus to achieve it, to be in that state.
Good. So implementing the rules means when the shoe fits, wear it. What? Yeah, when it's
like
Nogaya.
It's like giving a get.
No. Like you that? See? Giving a get, it doesn't say Lodun Bedin a get.
No, I'm just saying.
It says when you. You see, okay, let's talk about those types of mitzvahs. When you want to be Megarish your wife, this is the way you should do it.
Right. You don't want to go ahead and be Megarish just to get a mitzvah of giving her a get.
Right.
In other words, it seems pashut that there are mitzvahs that Hashem doesn't want us in those situations.
Well, that's what.
And I would say touching the sheretz or nevela is also.
Right. Well, that's what we said. There's one kind, the mikvah makes you tar, and a nevela makes you tame, that the tmura is kodesh. So that's one type of mitzvah where the mitzvah is the rule, the state. The Torah wants this to be the way it is. How do you do this mitzvah? Some of us are saying maybe you can't, you won't, you no such thing. And maybe if you play by the rules, But by Lodun B'dinei Shem Echinam, there it's for sure a mitzvah to go do something. Beis Din should implement the rules of Hashem Echinam. That's for sure. That's that type.
Is it implementing the rules or for the Beis Din, or is it applying them when the situation occurs?
Well, to me, that's the same thing. Applying them when that's how you implement them. By applying them when the case occurs. That's how you implement them.
I guess I see a bit of a shade right there. To implement the rules in your tequila or in your community or whatever, okay, means that this is the stated practice or whatever there.
And you make sure it happens then.
If that situation occurs, but making it plain that this is the way the law should be followed if it happens is different than actually applying the law.
No. I don't see it's different.
I think he's like saying, like, you implement that you're not allowed to speed. Like, 55 is the speed limit. Applying the rules if you, by giving the guy a ticket.
Right.
If he goes over the speed limit.
Right. Exactly.
Right. The business tells the community, this is how Shomer Chinam does his job. And this is what happens if he doesn't.
No,
or they come to Beis Din.
These are the rules of Hashem Mechinam. You chayav b'pshia. They implement those rules. They turn to the Hashem Mechinam. They chayav. Okay, let's move along. So gerushin. So gerushin is the garish b'shtar kishenirtzer legarish. This is how you get rid of your wife. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. So I think this is like the Beis Din being Dan Shem Echinam, but here it's on the Yochid, not on the Beis Din. The Yochid should be Megarish's wife in this way. I don't know, is this like Shechita? You see, Shechita is when you want to eat meat, then this is the way to kill the animal.
Exactly.
So it's like Gerishin and Shechita is the same. That the Torah is saying, when you want to be Megarish your wife, this is the way.
What?
No, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to be fine. The mitzvah is that you should do it a certain way. Yeah, but the mitzvah is to do it a certain way.
It's the method in this case that the mitzvah, not the end result. In other words, if you want to divorce your wife, the mitzvah is doing it in this way.
Yeah, that's what I
say. As opposed to
But that's what Shechita is like, that also. The mitzvah of Shechita is when you want to eat meat, this is what you, this is the way, this is what you do.
Many Yisraelim want the same thing like Kedusha, Shechita, for example.
Well, that's what?
If you want to get personal.
Right, that's what we're going to see now. So mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, the Rambam says Livo. See, this is what I would have to do with Onyos and Mefata. The Rambam says mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel is Livo B'Kiddushin. The Zui Mitzvah's Kiddushin. I think the Rambam holds the mitzvah is what he said. So what does Rambam mean? Livo B'Kiddushin. So you could say it's like Shechita. That's what he means. When you want to be boiled a woman, you have to make kiddushin first. Well, this is the Rambam says it by Arichos.
The
Rambam says it by Arichos and Ilchosishus. The Rambam says it by Arichos and Ilchosishus. Toy the Matan Torah, how you odd them pagay shibashuk, imratzo hiu vihi, boil all your son, he gives us schar, and everybody is happy, and everybody goes home. And Mishanitna Torah, the Torah said, Sorich sheyikne also tchila. You first have to make a kinyan. So that Sorich is the mitzvah sasei of the Rambam. That Sorich. In other words, when you want to be, and that's why his lashon is livol b'kiddushin. That means, it's another way of saying, it's like saying lechol b'shchita. In other words, when you want to eat, you mashach. When you want to be boiled a woman, this is how you do it, through kiddushin. But nothing to do with Puravu. You see, this is where the Rambam will diverge from the other Rishonim. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddushin is like eating and Shechita. So this is Bila, Bia, and Kinyan Tchila.
So you're saying Kiddushin isn't a desirable state. It's only if you desire it, the way to do it.
No. The desirable state is to make the Kinyan. What the Torah wants is that you should be kona also tchila.
The performance is a desirable state.
The Torah wants you to be kona hatchila. Okay. Mitzvah is being mekadosh.
You said the mitzvah is
being
boiled
to the kedusha. So again, I think, but it's not. So again, it's like if the Rambam would say shechita le'echol b'shechita. The Rosh in Ksubis, the first parak, says that the mitzvah's kiddushin is the way to do puravu.
The Rambam
doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds puravu is lo kosher the kiddushin. Maybe you're not allowed to be boil without kiddushin. That's the other mitzvah. But puravu has nothing to do with kiddushin. The Rosh says Beferish not like that. The Rosh says the mitzvah's kiddushin is the way the Torah wants you to do puravu.
No, but in this case, it almost sounds like the way the Rishonim should look at it is puravu has prerequisite mitzvah that needs to be done before you can do puravu.
But the Rambam doesn't say it anymore.
Right. The Rambam just told me.
The Rambam does not say that anymore.
Is there a mitzvah puravu by the Rambam?
Reishud Beis Lifros Velirbos Lachayim Hamin.
How can you do that?
What?
Immaculate
conception? No. Lo kosher though. He decides to violate the mitzvah of kiddushin. He is not violating the mitzvah of puravu.
With modern medicine, a woman.
His mitzvah of puravu is complete. According to the Rosh, his mitzvah of puravu is pogum. He didn't do it the right way.
With modern medicine, he could be mekayim puravu without ever getting married, without being over any yisur.
It's not so poshut yumakayim puravu then.
Okay, but definitely possible, right? There's definitely a tzad.
Maybe we'll start.
So according to the Rambam, you can have relations and be without a married woman and be mekayim that mitzvah.
Yeah, for sure. He doesn't mention. What do you mean? You'll be violating the other mitzvah.
Yeah, mitzvah, but you're still mekayim.
You'll be violating the other mitzvah, but puravu is untouched.
But how does that stand up under the assumption you can't do a mitzvah through an avera?
Okay, that's not no gay of the minyan mitzvahs. That's like there's a lot of legalities, so you have to worry about that one. But it's not no gay, according to the Rambam at least.